Hello, everyone, and welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
And Connor. We're out for a walk.
We're walking next to the Rhine River, the romantic Rhine. And we're doing, I think, what most Germans would say you should be doing after a big lunch. Mm-hmm. We both just had a really huge lunch at Deutsche Welle, mm-hmm. which is to go for a walk. It's something that Germans do. I think a lot of Europeans do. And it turns out the science really backs up that idea.
And you got a piece of paper in your hand there.
I do. It's not the whole study, but effectively the study was a meta study, meaning they took a look at 7 other studies that looked at things like this. Does it make a difference if you walk shortly after a meal or much later? Does standing help? And I'll keep the conclusion nice and sweet. Basically, even if you only walk for a few minutes, 2 to 3 minutes after you've eaten a meal, that can significantly improve blood sugar. That's the result of the meta-analysis. Significantly improve blood sugar.
So they were testing people's blood sugar following a meal. The people who walked after eating, the blood sugar stayed in the range where it should?
Exactly.
Did these people have diabetes? Or?
In 2 of the 7 studies, diabetes was a factor. Those weren't the ones necessarily that I'm focusing on here.
Yeah.
But again, that's relevant for people with diabetes because if you go for this walk, and the best time is within 60 to 90 minutes of having just eaten.
Okay.
Then it also modulates the rise and fall of glucose in your blood.
And what about for the people without diabetes? Same thing.
And of course, if you really want to go into the study itself, there are a lot of other aspects of it, cardiovascular, not just blood sugar related. But the takeaway is after you eat, you don't have to go for a long walk. It doesn't have to be a 30-minute, stroll. Just 2 to 3 minutes is enough to really improve your health.
Where is this study published?
Well,
or who did it?
In the Sports Medicine Journal. And it was, I think, 4 of the 5 researchers were out of Limerick, Ireland. And then the 5th was from the UK.
And it was a physiological analysis? There was no well-being or psychological things that they were looking at?
Exactly. Purely physiological. And that's, again, the real take for anyone listening, it's just 2 to 3 minutes. Anyone can do that. It's not that. In fact, mm-hmm. If you work in a building like we do, Deutsche Welle, you kind of do it by accident because the building's just so huge that getting back to your office after lunch takes 2 to 3 minutes sometimes. But even if you're working from home, hop out after a Zoom meeting or whatever your lunch break is and take a walk for 2 to 3 minutes. That's enough to make improvements.
All right, Connor, thank you for that little tip.
Yeah.
Take a walk after you eat. I got one for you. This is out of King's College in London. A study that was done on what being near water does for our psychological well-being.
Okay, right.
And right now we are, obviously, right near a pretty significant body of water. They asked thousands of people to do a survey on how they're doing. And they asked people, when they did that survey, where are you? And for all the people who were near water, river, lake, even canal, they compared those people's well-being to the people who weren't near water. And if you were near water, you were doing better, regardless of your race, ethnicity, age, gender, even if you had a mental illness. If you were near water, you were doing better. And the conclusion that they came to from that survey is that being near water is better for us, for how we feel.
I mean, I'm assuming maybe swamps wouldn't be part of that equation, getting bit by mosquitoes.
They did not include swamps. It was essentially or primarily rivers, canals, lakes, okay. Small bodies of water.
So what you're saying is we are doing the best possible thing for both our, we talked about our physiological health, but then also mental health. I'm left wondering if maybe if you had a certain kind of music playing, headphones on, if that would be the third element that could just take you to cloud 9 or cloud 7 or wherever.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe a chocolate bar, which is what I might get because I think my blood sugar's diving.
Yeah, speaking of which. Okay, well, that's our tip, or those are our tips, plural. Thanks for that, Gabe.
We got to finish this walk.
We have to get back to DW. Any other tips for what you can do short, dirty, easy to make your life better?
Yeah, or what you feel like when you're near water.
Yeah,
let us know right now. Is this doing anything for you, by the way, the Rhine?
It's the romantic Rhine. Feeling pretty romantic. No, I love it. It's beautiful. SU at DW.com.